Welcome to the Ohio High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball State Tournament. Let's go courtside to the Jerome Schottenstein Center in Columbus for this state tournament game on the OHSAA Radio Network.
One half of our bracket for tomorrow's Division II championship game has been filled. Trotwood Madison awaits the winner of our second semifinal, which tips off in about 15 minutes here at the Jerome Schottenstein Center's Value City Arena. Good afternoon, everyone. Along with color analyst Dave Zucuti on the sidelines for us is Dave Metzold. I'm Marty Bannister, and we are so glad that you have elected to spend part of your Friday afternoon with us here at the Schottenstein Center Championship Weekend here in the state of Ohio in boys high school basketball. And we've got a good one for you in our second semifinal. It's the ninth-ranked team in the state, the Irish of Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, owners of a 19-8 record, taking on the unranked Minutemen of Lexington, who come in at 23-5. As mentioned, Dave Zucuti is alongside to analyze this game. And Dave, unlike our first game where we knew going in what we thought, we pretty much knew what we would see, Trotwood Madison's up-tempo style, they just ran away and hid from Byersville Meadowbrook. I think we're in store for a much better game in the second one.
Yeah, I think we're in for a much better game, Marty. And I guess as we sit here and we have on our notes and our research is done, but we're still trying to figure out how these two teams might play in this particular semifinal game. You know, the storied tradition of Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, you have to think that they're going to try to get the tempo to where they want. On the other hand, when I think of the Minutemen of Lexington, I think they're a type of team that would be very happy to keep this game in the 50s, kind of methodical. Let's go ahead and try to score in the half-court offense, but they will be able to run up and down the floor a little bit. So I guess both you and I are going to sit here and our buddy across the way, and we're going to have to let this game unfold so we know where it's going to go.
And our buddy across the way is Dave Metzold. He'll be patrolling the sidelines for us. And Dave, much like Mr. Zucuti and I know you're going to be watching tempo-wise how this one plays itself out.
No question about it. And I've already, just in introducing myself to the head coaches, listen, Drew Joyce has been here before, guys. He certainly knows how this thing works. He's got a ton of state titles in his pocket. On the other side, Scott Hamilton. Listen, a little friendlier, a little more engaging. Like, hey, this is great. They just happen to be here. But I don't think once the ball is tipped, that's going to influence anything. They're both out here to win this basketball game and get into the finals.
You know, Dave, your first point about Drew Joyce, and it's one of my thoughts, too. As much as he has somewhat of an inexperienced group of players, he brings a ton of experience in the 17th season. And that translates to your players. They understand what needs to be done in this type of environment.
Seven state championships accompany the St. Vincent St. Mary Irish to this state semifinal, which ties the record for the most in the state with the team, oh, by the way, they beat in the regional final last week, Cleveland Villa Angela St. Joe's. It's Akron St. Vincent St. Mary and Lexington in our second Division II semifinal. We'll go in-depth and preview both teams when we return. But first, let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, which is brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
The Wayne Warriors have won their first ever state championship.
He's going to get it easily. Touchdown. Shoots and scores.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football state championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
We are live at Huntington Park.
This will not show up on the stat sheet, but Jocelyn Meyer, to set a little screen, allowed her teammate to get open. Great job.
They get it to McIntyre. Quick out on the baseline to Hoop, and she knocks it down.
Shooters are shooters, and they're capable of knocking them down at any time.
Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Steichman, has it behind the back. Throw to first. He got it.
Over 50 stations, thousands of listeners, and countless memories from OHSAA championships.
This is Paul Keels.
This is David Wilson.
This is Todd Bell.
This is Scott Leo.
This is Michael Regai.
This is Todd Walker.
You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
How do you respect the game? Log on to OHSAA.org/RTG.
Welcome back courtside to the Value City Arena inside the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. It's the Division II state semifinals, the second of our two games today. It's the ninth-ranked Akron St. Vincent St. Mary Irish getting set to take on the unranked 23-5 Minutemen from Lexington. Dave Sicuti, let's break this game down a little bit. Let's start, first of all, with the St. Vincent St. Mary Irish. They roll in having won 10 games in a row since they were beaten by Akron Holman. Head coach Drew Joyce said earlier in the week that was a loss that has spurred them down the stretch. They might be playing their best basketball right now.
You know, when I hear that comment, Marty, playing my best basketball, I think most of the teams that came to Columbus this weekend probably could say that. But when a coach goes on the record to say those particular comments, I think he means it. And I think it starts with the backcourt with Akron St. Vincent St. Mary and Seth Wilson, the freshman, and Scott Walter. I think how they go is how this team goes. The concern I always have about teams that probably aren't as battle-tested as others is if the game gets tight down the stretch, how will they react? Obviously, this team has a lot of experience. The name has a lot of experience in terms of the tradition, but this is a very inexperienced players, not a whole lot of minutes that came back from a year ago.
Conversely, though, a team like Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, as mentioned, they come in having won 7 state championships overall. When they walk on the floor, they expect good things to happen to them, Dave, and that's a big advantage.
Well, you know, as we sit here courtside, Marty, we watch teams, we watch body language probably, and as a coach, I always watch body language, especially in warm-ups. This Akron St. Vincent St. Mary team is all business-like. They came out here, we watched them warm up, watching them finalize their warm-ups right now. They're very focused. They look very serious. I think that starts with Drew Joyce. He's a very serious type coach, very intense, probably inside more than outside, but that's what you expect from this program.
Drew Joyce's team lost 5 seniors off last year's state champions. They were 25-5 last year. And Coach Joyce said earlier in the week that keeping this young squad together through a very difficult schedule is one of the big reasons why they are back in Columbus.
The losses have come to some very, very good teams. And when you know that you're in the game and early on, we just wouldn't let, as a coaching staff, we wouldn't let the losses bring the kids down because they were so young and inexperienced. We just continue to encourage them that, we're going to get better. As long as you keep the right mindset, you keep working at it, that we'll get better. And as we get better, things will turn around, and that's happened.
The Irish hit 48% of their shots from the field, a pretty stingy team defensively. Opponents hit 43%. They gave up 56 points a game, score 69 coming in. On the rebounding side of things, they're outboarding their opponents by 3. Their leading scorer is 6'3 junior London McDay, who averages 14 points a game. 6'1 freshman guard Seth Wilson averages a dozen points a game, but the glue could very well be 5'10 senior Scott Walter, who averages 11 points and a team-high 4.5 assists per game. St. Vincent St. Mary, an independent school, 7-time state champions. They hail from Summit County, 354 boys in the upper 3 grades, 15 times. The program has been to the state semifinals, and as none other than alum LeBron James will tell you, all the Irish know are hanging banners. It's Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. It's Lexington. When we return on our pregame show, we'll spend some time looking at the Lexington Minutemen. But first, let's pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Journey. Def Leppard. 2018 Tour of the Year. Columbus, get ready. Schottenstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock. Icons, Journey, Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Gavin DeGraw for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. In less time than it takes to play your favorite tune, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. If you party, plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Back at the Schottenstein Center, the Value City Arena here in Columbus. Dave Metzl, Dave Sicuti. I'm Marty Bannister, and we're gearing you up for the Division II state semis, the second of our two semis. Earlier today, Trotwood Madison rolled past Meadowbrook 88-42 to advance to tomorrow's championship game. We've already taken a look at Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Dave Sicuti, let's spend some time now and focus on their opponent, the Minutemen from Lexington. They've won 11 games in a row. Five of those have been by 10 points or less. Two of those have been by 1 point. They're a team that knows how to win close games, and my feeling would be if they're going to win this game today, it's going to be in a close type of fashion.
I agree with you, Marty. I think if this game stays tight, they've got that experience level that, you know, they know how to pull games out when it really counts. I'm going to kind of go a different tact here with you in terms of what I expect them from them offensively, because I think this is really important as this game unfolds. They're not a real big team. Kate Stover gives them the most size at 6'5". But what they do and offensively under Scott Hamilton is it's an open post offense where players are interchangeable on the perimeter. So you can see Cade Stover out on the perimeter. So matchups are going to be important when they face Akron St. Vincent, because you got to guard people who might be able to drive the ball. It's not going to be like you're running against sets defensively. So you're going to really have to focus a little bit. That, to me, is an advantage for this Lexington team, the ability to kind of capitalize on isolation-type moves on certain defenders.
Cade Stover, second team All-State, the leading scorer, leading rebounder. Not only is he a very talented basketball player, but he can also hold his own on the football field, where he is a first team All-Ohio selection and an All-Ohio linebacking prospect that everybody is recruiting. Already has offers from Ohio State, from Oklahoma, and from Wisconsin. The 6'5 junior averaging a double-double, 18 points and 13 rebounds a game. Josh Aiello averages 7 points and 5 rebounds a game, and all Aiello did was step up in the regional final and beat Bay Village Bay with 7.6 seconds left when he knocked down a jump shot at the right elbow to make it 65-64 in favor of Lexington at that point. Bay Village, though, however, had two shots in front of the rim with 7 seconds left that would have put them ahead and potentially won the game for them. But that tells you something about Lexington's ability to withstand those type of things in front, and they hang on and win that one by the final of 65-64. Lexington, 303 boys in the upper three grades. The school's located in North Central Ohio in Richland County. They share the Ohio Cardinal Conference Championship. The program does have state tournament resumes. Two-time state champions, 1989 and 1991, rather. They were the runners-up in 1972. Four times they have been to the Final Four. Before we continue any further in our pregame show coverage, we will pause with the utmost pride and listen into the singing of our national anthem.
Nowhere else in the world the men and women of our armed forces and law enforcement personnel protect our freedoms every day. In respect to those great men and women, and to honor America, we ask everyone attending to stand, gentlemen, remove your caps, and veterans, hand salute, covered or uncovered, for the singing of our national anthem. Here to perform today's national anthem is one of the many Ohio students who excel in more than athletics, Maya Imbrock from Timberstone Junior High, and the daughter of Mark and Dana Imbrock, will now sing the national anthem for us.
Dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
The singing of our national anthem means that basketball is moments away here at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus as Lexington gets set to take on Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. Lexington's head coach is Scott Hamilton. His Minutemen are 23-5. They arrive here after knocking off the number one ranked team in the state, Wauseon, in the regional semis, but he's aware that not really everyone knows just how good his basketball team really is.
When you consider where we were at in the season at different times with some losses and the way we've played and everything, you know, we're definitely achieving some greatness right now, you know, for us. I don't think that we were overlooked, you know, after game 15 to where we should have been ranked, you know, the number 8 team in the state or anything like that. I just think that we're a team that's very good. I think we've got some things going for us right now. We're playing pretty well. And, you know, all the respect that we need is the fact that we're one of the last 4 teams playing in the state. So I think we may be overlooked a little bit, but I don't say that with any, you know, resentment towards anyone or any ranking system or anything like that.
In his 6th year, Scott Hamilton, the head coach of Lexington, 110 wins, 44 losses, guiding his team to the state semifinals in Division II. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Special guests, Dustin Lynch,
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. Brad Paisley. Tickets are on sale now.
We have learned that 1 in 5 teens abuse prescription medications not prescribed to them that can lead to serious addictions. This is Governor John Kasich. Drugs are destroying our communities and taking futures away from our young people. That is why safety partners like the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Ohio National Guard have joined forces to give our young folks 5 Minutes for Life, a program dedicated to reducing drug use among Ohio teens. Learn more about the program at facebook.com/5 Minutes for Life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Lexington and Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. It's the second of our Division II semifinals. Welcome back to Columbus. Along with Dave Zuccuti and Dave Metzold, and I'm Marty Bannister. This is basketball, yes, I'm well aware of that. But both of these teams, their standout players are guys, Dave Metzold, who have excelled on the football field.
Yeah, and what does that tell you about competitiveness, guys? Both these guys, second team All-State in basketball, but they're competitors. They want to win. And I'll tell you what, when you get to this level, sometimes that can be the difference between winning and losing. I also like what Scott Hamilton said earlier in the week. He said, we don't have a star ball handler on this team. Just 5 guys we put out there to try to win basketball games. And if you look up and down at the stats, neither team has a guy who's going to jump out and take over this basketball game. It's going to be a good, solid 5-on-5 battle here today to see who gets to play for the state title here tomorrow.
You know, you always wonder, and we heard Scott Hamilton in the little clip that we had, and he talked about, you know, we're one of the 4 teams that finally got here. And when you think about that comment, it kind of leads me to believe how difficult it is to get to this point. You can do everything you want during the regular season, but it comes down to a 6-game season or some for a 5-game season in terms of getting to this spot. The bright lights, the high energy, it's electric in this building, but you really wonder as a coach sometimes, Marty, how are we going to come out and play at the start of this game? And we'll get a chance to see that here very, very shortly.
Before we bring you the starters, let's pause 10 seconds, allow stations to identify themselves. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Let's meet the starters in this game. First for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, Drew Joyce in his 17th year as the head coach of Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. He's a graduate of Ohio University in Athens. The guards, a 6'1 freshman, Seth Wilson, 12 points, 4 rebounds a game. 5'10 senior Scott Walter, the player that Dave Metzel referred to a moment ago, All-State in Ohio in football, second All-State in Ohio in basketball, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 rebounds a game, and 4 assists per outing. Across the front line, 6'3 junior London McDay, 14 points, the leading scorer for St. Vincent St. Mary. 6'3 junior Darius Cohn, 6 points, 2 rebounds a game, and 6'5 junior Keyshawn Jones, averages 2 points, 3 rebounds a game. For Scott Hamilton's Minutemen from Lexington, 6'5 junior Cade Stover, averaging a double-double, 18 points, 13 rebounds an outing. 6'3 junior Josh Aiello, 7 points, 5 rebounds a game. 6-foot senior Mason Kearns, 5 points, 3 rebounds, the team leader in assists at just over 3 an outing. 6'2 junior Ben Four, 9 points, 3 rebounds a game, the team leader in made threes with 39. And 6'1 senior Brian Gibbon, 6 points, 2 rebounds a game. Lexington averages 60 a game, they give up 52. St. Vincent St. Mary averages 69, they give up 56. Dave Sicuti, tempo-wise, what are you looking for early on?
Well, I think if you look at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, the Irish would love to push this ball up and down the floor. But I really think Lexington and their preparation probably thought, guys, we'll take our advantage moving the ball up the floor. But I think we really got to kind of slow the pace down a little bit, especially early. Let's get a feel for this game. The first couple minutes will be very important for both of these clubs.
Lexington, the home team, wearing the white jerseys with purple trim lettering and numerals. St. Vincent, St. Mary, the lower seed, wearing the road green jerseys with gold trim lettering and numerals. Opening tap slapped around a couple of times, controlled by Lexington. The Minutemen have the basketball as we start this Division II semifinal. As Dave Zuccuni and I look at the Value City Arena floor, Lexington moves from left to right. Right away, and a double team is given on the right wing on the bounce pass. Sends right wing now to Stover. They go left side now for Aiello, an open look at a three. Front rim, no good. Rebound yanked down by Mason Kearns in the lane. Lexington will reset. They give to Stover, who glides to the glass and scores in the baseline right with the left hand. Pretty move by Stover.
Well, Stover came off of that missed three from the left side, got that rebound, and automatically took it right to the baseline.
They say his step-back jump shot is his best part of his game, but he looked very impressive in driving the baseline. St. Vincent St. Mary from right to left with the basketball. Here's Scott Walter out high. All Ohio defensive back on the St. Vincent St. Mary football team controls the basketball. Sends left wing now into the hands of Keyshawn Jones. They go into the corner. Here's the freshman, Seth Wilson. Jumper blocked on the baseline. Wilson recovers, will back to the wing and reset. 2-0 to score Lexington. The game is a minute old. Feed to the right wing with the basketball. London McDay slashes to the glass. Leans in, shot blocked from behind. McDay gets his own miss, lower left. Shovels into the lane out for the layup that's off the glass and tying the game by Keyshawn Jones. Good work around the rim by Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. Games even at a bucket apiece.
Token pressure in the backcourt right here. Just sending a little message here. The Irish are going to make sure they keep pressure on the ball. Make sure they keep this heat up against this very, very talented Lexington club.
Mason Kearns with the basketball for Lexington. Bounces left wing now for Stover. Started to put his move together on that left wing and stepped on the sideline as he put that left foot back as he started his move. The turnover gives the basketball back to St. Vincent St. Mary.
Both of these teams, Marty, have started out in their traditional man-to-man defense. Probably a little more aggressive from the Irish. The Minutemen probably a little more, let's contain on the perimeter, try to take away some of the driving angles the Irish love to get to.
6'1 freshman Seth Wilson, the son of former Ohio State guard Curtis Wilson, controls the basketball. Curtis Wilson, also a graduate of St. Vincent St. Mary. Here's Walter going left side to Darius Cones. Right wing feed for London McDay. He'll put the ball on the floor, penetrate inside the lane, jumper, line drive, and home for London McDay. 4-2 in favor of St. Vincent St. Mary. McDay hits 57% of his shots from the field. Looked very comfortable stepping up and stroking that jump shot home. Basket advantage for the Irish. Up to 4 come the Minutemen with the basketball. Out high, Stover. Right wing now given with the basketball against this lengthy St. Vincent St. Mary defense on the perimeter. Handoff out high, Ben Four with the basketball. Splits defenders. Had the ball stripped away as he started down the left side of the lane. And a whistle and a foul called on Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. The first whistle of the game. The officials, oh, by the way, Rodney Nichols, Matthew Oren, and Marcus Thompson.
A lot of movement from Lexington. A lot of, we talked about interchangeable pieces on the perimeter. You're not going to see one player in a specific position. A lot of open post type of offense. A lot of movement. Of course, Stover is really going to be the one that has his hands on the ball. Most of the offense runs right through him.
Stone's on the inbound. Stover, other hands off to the left wing with the basketball. It's Aiello. He'll back to the perimeter. Sends right side for Ben Four. 4-2 the lead for St. Vincent St. Mary. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Leaning at the free throw line, hits the back of the rim and drops in for 6'2 junior Ben Four. Ties it up at four apiece. Four averages 9 points a game. Can do a lot of work inside, does a lot of work on the outside. The team leader in made threes. Game's tied at four. St. Vincent St. Mary with the basketball. Wilson right wing as they move from right to left. Left-handed with the dribble, hip high to the free throw line now. Sends left wing for Keyshawn Jones. Back out high to Wilson. Left side now, Scott Walter with the basketball. Man defense by Alexander. Walter penetrates into the lane. Up and under move. Pull up jump shot. Rims and rolls in for Scott Walter's first bucket of the game.
Good balance, good strength, the ability to go right back up and take that shot.
5'10 senior. Makes it 6'4 St. Vincent St. Mary. Lexington with the basketball. Here's Stover out high. Highly recruited football talent. He'll step back and launch the three. Got it. Rattles it home. Cade Stover has five. One of his strengths, knocking down the three-point shot. Lexington on top, 7-6. Lexington, in fact, has made the most three-point shots of any of the teams here. That's their 150th of the season. Penetrating for St. Vincent St. Mary. Missing the runner inside was London McDay. Loose ball slapped to the far side. Pulled in by Darius Cohn, who leans in and scores.
Cohn swept up that basketball in a loose ball situation. Came there. Left-handed a little finger roll right to the rim.
8-7 is the St. Vincent St. Mary lead. We come the other way. Stover missed a three right wing for Lexington. And underneath, the ball slapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Irish of St. Vincent St. Mary.
You know, we talked about Lexington's open post offense at the other end of the floor. You'll see a lot of sets from the Irish. A little 1-4. They run a flex set as well. So you'll see a lot, a little more structure from the Irish at the offensive end of the floor.
Inbound goes to Mason Kearns. He gives the ball to Stover. Spins into the lane now with the left. Floats a shot over the front of the rim that rolls off the back and out. Then a rebound pulled down by Keyshawn Jones of the Irish. Out at the Scott Walter. Up the floor comes St. Vincent St. Mary. 8-7 the lead for the Irish, and we have a travel right side. Scott Walter lost control of the basketball, then regained it and shuffled the pivot foot. First change of the game for either team. 6'2 junior Kyle Johnston into the game for Lexington. Johnston averages 8 points. The team leader in steals as he comes off Scott Hamilton's bench. The change will see Ben Vore take a seat for Lexington. 3:54 to go in the first quarter. St. Vincent St. Mary 8, Lexington 7. Good start to this Division II semifinal. Up the floor of the basketball, Mason Kearns out high. Stover, he spends a lot of time on the perimeter despite his 6'5" frame. Stover gets knocked to the floor as he gives the ball off to Kearns right side. Out high, they go to Aiello with a back inside for Stover, who leans in on the lower right and scores on the block. 7 quick points for Cade Stover. 9-8 the lead for Lexington.
He really had to keep his balance there. He caught the ball in a post-up situation right in the middle of the lane. Almost tripped. Gathered himself. Strong finish at the basket.
St. Vincent St. Mary with the basketball. Here's London McDay penetrating. And as he went airborne, he was met on his way to the first on Lexington.
You know, Marty, I'm watching Scott Walter out here. He is kind of the leader of this offense here for the Irish. Kind of a high-intensity type of guy. Kind of probably not basketball-wise. Reminds me a little bit of his demeanor of Aaron Kraft, who played here at Ohio State. Just has that high energy. We saw him on the other side have that travel call. You can just tell he's running pretty fast, pretty quick right now. But that's just his personality. But it really does wonders for this offense and that defensive package at the other end of the floor.
Changes for both teams. Chris Painter into the game for St. Vincent St. Mary as the free throw was no good. Painter's a 5'10 junior guard. Also in for the Irish is 6'5 sophomore Marcus Johnson, averages a couple of points and a couple of rebounds a game. Here's Stover right side for a Lexington three, no good. And the rebound pulled down by another chain, 6'4 freshman Malachi Branham. St. Vincent St. Mary with a basketball in a game that's tied at 9. Right side pass for McDay to the baseline. Now shovels into the lane for the short shot that's over the front of the rim and in by Marcus Johnson. 11-9, Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. Up the floor, Gibbon with the basketball for Lexington. Weaves his way to the left point. Ball into the hands of Stover now, left of the lane. Back out high to Gibbon, and they'll reset. 2:38 to go, first quarter. 11-9, St. Vincent St. Mary the lead. Lexington the basketball. Gibbon, left side, right-handed with the dribble. Works the perimeter. Goes to the block. Off-balance runner is an air ball. I don't know if he intended that to be a pass or what. The ball slapped right back into the hands of Gibbon, who missed the runner real close in front of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Marcus Johnson of St. Vincent St. Mary. The Irish gallop back. This is Painter leaning in and scoring off the glass, lower left. Chris Painter's first two, 13-9, St. Vincent St. Mary.
That's where the Irish can hurt you. In transition, got some good mid-range shooters. That time he got that one go right off the glass.
Lexington with the basketball. They'll settle for a right side three off the back iron by Jack Dials, who checked in at the dead ball. Stover chips the missed shot into the hands of Kyle Johnston, who scores in the lane. Nicely done by Stover. First bucket of the game for Kyle Johnston. 11 for Lexington, 13-11. St. Vincent, St. Mary, the two-point lead. Heads up play by Stover. Great recognition there. Walter, left side to Painter. He'll step back for a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gibbon, weak side for Lexington. Minutemen with the basketball. 95 seconds left in the first quarter. Two-point lead, St. Vincent, St. Mary, 13-11. Mason Kearns turns his back on the dribble. Bounces back door, gliding inside and catching and scoring is Kyle Johnston. Nicely done by Lexington to tie us up at 13.
Set play there for the Minutemen. Got a little overplay from the defender at that right side. Quick back cut, quick finish.
St. Vincent, St. Mary with the basketball. London McDay, right wing with the ball. Bounces right of the lane now for Marcus Johnson. He'll step back from 16 and splash the jumper home. Marcus Johnson with 4 points. 15-13, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Steal on the inbound by Painter. Shovels into the lane now for McDay, who leans in over Stover and scores on the lower left. London McDay has 5. 4-point lead for St. Vincent, St. Mary at 17-13. Their pressure causing the Minutemen some problems. Ball into the hands of Mason Kearns, who will restore some order by slowly walking the basketball towards the midcourt stripe, and a reach-in foul just shy of the midcourt stripe on Chris Painter of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Ben Vore will come back into the Irish lineup. Jordan Addison will make his first appearance. A 6'3 junior averages a couple of points a game. Given leaves the Minutemen lineup. As coming back in is Ben Vore. 45 seconds left, first quarter. 17-13, the lead for Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Lexington with the basketball. Shared the Ohio Cardinal Conference championship this year with Mount Vernon. 23 wins, 5 losses. Feed left to the block now for Stover. Drop step move, leans in, and scores with the right hand on the lower left. That was muscle right there.
Absolutely. Thought he was going to go left. That's the scouting report. That time he came back over the right shoulder, right to the baseline side.
9 for Stover, 17-15 Irish. Wilson out high with the basketball to the left point. Fronted out high by Mason Kearns. Wilson slowly with the basketball with 12 seconds left in the quarter. Left corner feed Johnson lobs back out to the freshman. Wilson with 9. Wilson with 8. Wilson between the rings with 6. Penetrates in the lane. Off-balance runner. Back iron no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds along the baseline. Last touch by Ben Vore of Lexington. And the Irish will inbound to the right of the bucket with still plenty of time to get a quality shot off. 2.1 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Watch for some screen-in situations, trying to get somebody probably to the corner here for that shot.
Painter went inbound nicely, right as you mentioned today, right off the inbound. Marcus Johnson stepped behind a pick, caught that inbounds pass, and scored off the glass as the horn sounded. And that will do it for the first 8 minutes of play. Good start to this one in our Division II semifinal. After one, Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, 19, Lexington, 15. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season. Expert analysis and in-depth discussion during High School Blitz. And inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA. Spectrum Sports. Exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey, there's my son.
Hey, Dad.
What's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Well, it's just sort of.
Hello, Dad.
Susan? Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and maybe see some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Start quarter number two back here in Columbus along with Dave Sakuti and Dave Metzold. I'm Marty Bannister. 19-15, St. Vincent, St. Mary with the lead. Lexington battling the Irish in that first 8 minutes of play. Scott Walter back into the game for the Irish. We'll check in with Dave Metzold here in a moment. Walter dribbles to the right side on the inbound. Irish from right to left. Pass to London McDay. Back right side, Walter. A little hesitation now. Penetrates into the lane. Turned away. Back to McDay. He'll reset the offense out high. And we have a travel, which will give the basketball back to Lexington. Courtside now for Dave Metzold.
Just sticking my ear in on the Lexington huddle, and Scott Hamilton says, look, we need back stops here, guys. And on offense,
Look for some good screens. Get a mismatch on one of our bigs. That'll help them offensively.
Turnover, the second of the game against St. Vincent, St. Mary. Lexington has two. That first game, Trotwood Madison scored 88 points and turned the ball over three times. That's not a misprint or a misquote. Three turnovers. Lexington with the basketball from left to right. Stover goes right side. They go into the lane to the cutting. Ben Vore, whose shot rolls off the back of the iron and into ties, there to bring a St. Vincent, St. Mary's lead to a two at 19-17.
Well, I love Ben Vore, what he does, moving without the basketball. Very solid. He came from the weak side, a slashing type of cut right to the lane area. Got a good delivery on the pass and a strong finish.
Here's Walter out high, curling off a pick, launching a St. Vincent, St. Mary three that's no good. Stover the rebound. Lexington with the basketball. The outlet to Mason Kearns, who runs, pulls up from 12. Jumper front rim, no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Kearns recovers and ties the game with the short floater in front of the rim. 20. Then Mason Kearns with his first bucket of the game, and we're tied at 19.
The Minutemen didn't have the numbers there, but they got the finish there. Good little second effort right at the rebound.
6:45 to go, quarter number two. St. Vincent, St. Mary from right to left with the basketball. Walter, right perimeter. Hands off right wing for London McDay. 6'3 junior. Out high to Seth Wilson with the basketball. The 6'1 freshman. Left-handed with the dribble. Shovels back out high now for a three that's on the way. Back iron and no good by Darius Cohn. And underneath on the fight for the loose ball and the missed shot. The ball last touched out of bounds by Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Changes for the Minutemen. Nick Staley into the game, a 6'3 junior. Couple of points, couple of rebounds, giving Cade Stover a breather. And also back in for the Minutemen is Brian Given. Very well-coached basketball team, Lexington today. We've been impressed early on in this game.
Absolutely. Really, fundamentally, you can just tell they're well-schooled, well-coached.
Game's tied at 19, 6:20 to go, second quarter. Bounce pass out high to the posted up Aiello. Game-winning shot in a regional semi. Or in the regional final, rather, over Bay Village Bay. Out high with the basketball, it's Staley. Aiello spins into the lane now. Tries to scoop, and his shot swatted out of bounds by Keyshawn Jones along the right baseline. And the basketball will stay in possession of Lexington. Very short breather for Cade Stover. He's right back into the game.
You know, both of these coaches, Marty, have gone pretty deep into their bench already. 7-8, almost 9 players. I know Drew Joyce just brought somebody way deep on that bench, grabbed him by the shirt, said, let's go. So you got some players in here that are just hoping they could come into a state semifinal game and perform at a high level.
The one you're referring to, Dave, is 6'1 sophomore Isaiah Engel into the game. He scored 7 points on the season. And he just launched a three that rimmed around and went in and came back out. Stover the rebound for Lexington. Game's tied at 19. Last trip down the floor. That shot was blocked out of bounds and last touch by Lexington. Loose ball being scrapped for near side, and we have a whistle and a travel called on London McDay of St. Vincent St. Mary, who was on the floor, gained possession of the basketball, Dave, then spun over, and that's the travel right there.
Well, that whole sequence right there is indicative of how bad both of these clubs would love to have this game under their belt with a win, trying to get to that state title game tomorrow.
That was a pretty furious scrap for that loose ball just to the right of our courtside broadcast location. No surprise that Cade Stover was at the bottom of that pile fighting for the loose ball as well.
You know, one player for the Irish I won't be surprised to see back in the game is Marcus Johnson. Came off the bench, had a really terrific 3 minutes, scoring 6 points with a couple rebounds. I'm sure Drew Joyce is going to try to get him back in play as well.
Game still tied at 19. Lexington with the basketball. Ben Forrest spins between defenders, loses the ball. It's loose in the floor again, this time picked out of the pack by St. Vincent St. Mary in the Irish run. It's London McDay to Seth Wilson. Skip to the left wing for a wide open Walter three. Front rim, no. Rebound slap back to the near side where Walter recovers for the Irish. Out high for Engel. Baseline right. London McDay will step back from 17 and splash the three home deep right in the corner. London McDay has 8 points. 22-19, St. Vincent, St. Mary the lead.
Pressure a little more.
Turnover.
Pressure up. The Irish.
Long on the perimeter and on the sidelines with that length. It forced the turnovers. The pass sailed out of bounds up the near side sideline.
Oh, boys, junior London McDay showing us a little bit of his package offensively. A little kind of a step in, move back, knock down the three. Has done a great job on the boards as well. McDay, solid player, a junior for Drew Joyce.
Averages 14 points and 4 rebounds a game in this first half. McDay has 8 points. Free throw line jumper airborne and good by Seth Wilson as he knocks down his first bucket of the game. And St. Vincent St. Mary on a 5-0 run to go up 24-19. Again against pressure. Lexington with the basketball and along the baseline. Scout Hamilton will burn a timeout to save the possession as Akron St. Vincent St. Mary picking up the intensity pressure-wise right now, and they've opened up a five-point lead. Fans, today's game is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with Chocolate Milk. By Spectrum Sports. They're the home of Ohio high school sports. The Ohio National Guard. It's time to learn what you're made of. And by Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine. When your child needs a hospital, everything matters. We mentioned Spectrum Sports, of course, carrying all four state championship games live tomorrow. We're live streaming right now on Spectrum Sports. Glad you folks are with us or are watching this one. Good start to this Division II semifinal. At the timeout, 4:34 to go here in quarter number two. Five-point lead for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary David, 24-19.
Well, I sense the filling out process is complete, at least for the Irish. You can tell from a pressure standpoint, Drew Joyce has instructed his club. We kind of got a feel for how it was going to play out. But, boys, guess what? We're going to extend this to 94 feet now. We're going to trap. We're going to try to create a little havoc here. Because obviously Drew Joyce feels there's some messages there that he would like to send in terms of trying to get the tempo up in this basketball game. It's been more of a possession back and forth scenario. I expect a lot more of that here as we unfold.
On the inbound, Lexington with the basketball as Aiello will trigger in along the baseline. Again, against full court pressure. We saw this all throughout the first game. Trotwood did that from the moment they got off the bus. Skip feed ahead to Gibbon for Lexington. They go ahead to Stover, who glides in and scores. Nicely done on the press break by Lexington. 11 for Cade Stover. Snaps the St. Vincent St. Mary run. 24-21 Irish.
Great spacing there in that transition offense versus that pressure.
Like that out of the timeout out of Scott Hamilton's team. Wilson penetrates for St. Vincent St. Mary. Leans in on the left. The shot no good. But Seth Wilson draws contact, and we'll head to the free throw line. Dave Metzold on the sideline for us.
Coach Sicudi, I want to hear your reaction to this. Drew Joyce telling his guys, play your man before he catches the ball.
That's so
important. Love that.
Yeah, you got to love that. You know, a lot of players have a tendency to wait till your man catches the ball, and then you get up into him. That helps your defenders think about deflections and getting to the other direction. Good point there.
Big foul a moment ago on Lexington on point guard Mason Kearns. That's his second. And for the Minutemen, their second foul of the game. We'll keep an eye on that. Second free throw after the first one was no good by Wilson. Rolls in. Three for Seth Wilson. Scott Walter comes back into the Irish lineup. 25-21 the lead for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary as the freshman Wilson will sit down. Well put together young man, that 6'1 freshman.
Yeah, as you look at him, just the look test, he passes that for sure. A tough guy to guard when he's on the floor because of his strength in the upper body.
Lexington with the basketball. Four glides into the lane and a charge is called as Vohr, maybe one step too many. Scott Walter waiting for him in the lane that time, and the charge called on Ben Vohr, his first 13 foul on Lexington.
Well, I'm sure if there's a stat, Drew Joyce's stat crew over there, the one they keep a lot is taking charges, and I promise you, number one, Scott Walter probably leads that club in taking charges. There's no nonsense about him. He's going to get in there and get his nose dirty and take advantage of an extra possession here offensively for the Irish.
Painter back into the game for the Irish as Wilson sits down. Painter left wing with the ball. Into the lane now for Darius Cohn, who turns inside and floats the shot over the front of the rim with the right hand. And Cohn has four. 27-21 the lead for St. Vincent St. Mary. Again against pressure. Lexington with the basketball. Josh Aiello to the left side for Kyle Johnston. Back out high to Aiello. No reset. Johnston left wing. Dangerous pass. Almost picked away by Walter. Out high caught by Mason Kearns, who stays in the game with a couple of fouls. 3.5 to go second quarter. 27-21 St. Vincent St. Mary. Lexington with the basketball. Out high Stover. Out high. Goes left side to Kearns with the ball. He'll start to penetrate left block. Now pull up leaner. Will not count. A charge is called on that lower left. And if that's Kearns, that's three on Kearns. That is his third and the fourth, and that becomes even larger right now. He picked up his second personal foul a couple of minutes ago, and now just picked up his third. And, Dave, I would imagine he's done for the rest of the half.
I would expect so as well, but I guess I'm going to go back offensively right now. You just cannot afford to come away with empty possessions. Last two or three possessions, just not good shots. And, of course, offensive charges. Walter taking both of those.
St. Vincent St. Mary scores inside. London McDay with the right-handed floater. He's in double figures with 10. And the lead at 8, largest of the game for either team. St. Vincent St. Mary 29, Lexington 21. Skip feed to Johnston, left wing, goes to Stover. Rifles inside now for Aiello, who ball fakes, leans in and scores on the left with the right hand. First points of the game for Aiello, 29-23, St. Vincent St. Mary. Aiello averaging 7 points a game for Lexington. 47% of his shots fall from the field. Right side pass, London McDay on the wing. Out high now, Isaiah Engel with the ball. Lobs back to the right side. McDay hit a three there a couple of minutes ago with Stover on him. Right wing feed into the hands of Darius Cohn. Into the lane. Tries to up and under. Sees nothing. Goes to McDay, who pulls up from 14. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound lower right by Darius Cohn, and he's fouled from behind after collecting that miss along the baseline. It's on Lexington. Cade Stover, his first and the fifth team foul. Keyshawn Jones, the 6'5 junior, back into the Irish lineup as Darius Cohn sits down. 2:27 to go, second quarter, 29-23. St. Vincent, St. Mary, the lead in the basketball over Lexington. Walter to inbound, baseline left. Catches the return feed, left baseline. Goes inside now for Jones. Right side now, Engel, spot up three, no good. Engel got his own miss, now one dribble into the lane. Sends the ball back out high, it's stolen by Given to Lexington. He runs up the floor, one on two. Splits defender, scoops inside and scores with a sweet take to the hoop. Brent Given with his first bucket of the game. Ryan Given, 29-25 the lead for St. Vincent, St. Mary. The 6'1 senior did a nice job of splitting defenders and avoiding contact.
And Marty Miniman fall back into that 2-3 zone. Critical spot right here. Less than 2 minutes to go. How are you going to match up? Walter with the drive.
Inside front rim to jump shot, but takes the rebound away from Cade Stover. Kicks into the corner for the three that's airborne and good by Chris Painter. That was all set up by Walter, just wrestling the rebound away from Cade Stover. 32-25 the lead for St. Vincent, St. Mary. Given up the floor. Bounces right side now. Johnston right wing. His bounce pass, fortunately, picked up left wing by Cade Stover. That ball was untouched until Stover able to gallop out high and pick it up. Baseline to Johnston. Johnston now with the basketball. Uses up his dribble. Needs some help in front of the St. Vincent, St. Mary bench. Gives out high to Ben Bohr. Got tripped to the deck as he started to penetrate across the lane. Isaiah Engel and Bohr got their feet tangled up. First foul on Engel. And for the Irish, that is their third team foul.
You know, one of the most difficult things that you have to do as an offensive player when you're facing pressure is slow down physically, but more importantly, mentally. Because right now, this Lexington team is being rushed because the defense has become chaotic out there for the Irish. They're running at players, running doubles, running traps. They're doing a little bit of everything just to try to cause that chaos.
Given out high with the basketball, circles the perimeter, dribbles to the baseline, pulls up from 12, missed the jumper for Lexington. Scout Walter comes in for the Irish rebound. He pushes the break quickly. Ahead to the right side, scooping inside, double clutching and scoring on the right side is Chris Painter. Big off the bench for Drew Joyce. He's got seven and a 9-point St. Vincent St. Mary lead at 34-25. Lexington back the other way. Johnston spots up for a three that's off the mark. Loose ball angles out high into the hands of London McDay, who got bumped to the deck across the midcourt stripe. And fouled. If that's Cade Stover, that's the second on Cade Stover, and that is the case.
You know, the other aspect you have to watch here in terms of your conditioning. If you're Lexington, this isn't probably the way you play most of the time. I know they're in great shape, but you can see all of them leaning over right now. Hands on the hips, hands on their pants right now. That's always a first sign that, hey, we're a little winded. They're back in that 2-3 zone right now. It looks like the Irish are going to kind of run this thing down to about 7 or 8 seconds, try to penetrate and pitch, get that last shot here.
29 seconds left in the quarter. The Irish lead 34-25. Walter out high, just patiently holding the basketball, telling everyone where he wants them to go offensively. 6'1" freshman Seth Wilson on the right wing. The 5'10 senior Scott Walter, whose dad played on the 1988 St. Vincent St. Mary Championship State football team. Here's a pass into the corner. McDay will spot for a three that does go. The tip up and no good inside, but a whistle and a foul. This is going to be on Keyshawn Jones, who went inside trying to come away with the tip and bumped a Lexington defender out of the way.
You know, as a coach, you're never disappointed at that type of foul. Very aggressive, trying to get a tip. Not going to hurt this team at this point in time. So
5 seconds
effort.
Left. Absolutely. Inbounds to Stover with four in the backcourt with three to Given with two. His quarter court heave. Good if it goes. On the way and banks off the glass. High above the square. Too strong. No. And that will do it for the first two quarters of play here in Columbus in the Division II state semifinals. After two quarters of play, 9-point lead for St. Vincent St. Mary, 34-25 to Dave Metzold.
Coach, you're down right here at half. What will you tell your guys in the dressing room?
Well, I think we got to take a little bit better care of the ball. They got some easy rebounds there for some putbacks, and we've definitely got to take care of that. But, you know, defensively, I think we're a little bit too anxious. At about 45 feet, we picked up a couple of fouls, and we've got to focus our defense on them getting to the rim. We got to keep them out of the paint.
It's over so valuable for you. How impactful was that first half?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's been our go-to guy all season long. There's no doubt about it. Everybody knows it. The thing is that we've got to get him the ball, space the floor, and then if they focus on him with a double team or a triple team, then we kick it out, we get those open looks. Good luck. Thank you.
All right, Dave, thanks very much. Again, after two quarters of play in this Division II state semifinal, it's Akron St. Vincent St. Mary 34 and Lexington 25. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bill Hoskett, Ohio State basketball All-American, NBA champion, and Olympic gold medalist on sportsmanship.
Winning and losing can teach kids many lessons, but interscholastic athletics are truly about respecting your opponent, representing your school, and building the foundation for a lifetime of success. High school sports create memories that last a lifetime, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association are committed to following a high set of standards. Whether it's on the court or in the stands, we can all do our part to respect the game.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. Today, April 5th, Schottenstein Center.
One big country nation.
With special guests, Austin Lynch.
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant and Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
We are back at the half here at the Schottenstein Center, our second Division II semifinal, with Akron St. Vincent St. Mary holding a 9-point lead over Lexington at 34-25. Back courtside along with Dave Sicuti, I'm Marty Bannister. Our guest here at the intermission is the head coach of the team that will play for the Division II state championship tomorrow. They won the first semifinal. Coach Rocky Rockhold from Trotwood Madison. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. I was joking to you before we went on the air. So you're an up-tempo team, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you. We appreciate it. And we are a little bit of an up-tempo team.
But when you do that, though, the impressive thing about it is you come right out and you impose your will on an opponent right away. They don't have any chance to breathe. I thought you did that a very good job of that against Meadowbrook in the first game.
Yeah, Meadowbrook's a really good team, and they're really good at doing what they do. We felt like we had to impose early, so we just tried to trap as much as we could. And I think, you know, sometimes what people don't get is there really is a method to some of our madness. We're not just running around trapping all the time and doubling. You know, there's a method to it, and I think our guys buy into it and believe in it.
Coach, let me ask you this, because we did talk about the style of play, and being a former coach, I know sometimes you try to increase that tempo during the course of the game by making adjustments. Have you run into that situation where you just have a tough time getting that pace? You mentioned you hate short, those long possessions from other teams. What can you do during the course of a game to make those adjustments?
We've absolutely run into that. With our schedule, we've played a very good schedule, and we've played quite a few teams who are good at slowing it down. And what we try to do is, at that point, we'll turn to more half-court traps. And so we'll try to let you make one or two passes so you think your set's going to be there, and then we'll go and double. And the beauty of it is we'll double someone that's maybe not even your best player. So we'll force your third or fourth guy to make a decision out of a double that I don't know that he's comfortable with, because probably a lot of teams haven't doubled him throughout the year. So we still try to get that. At the end of the day, you still have to get stops and you still have to rebound to play fast pace. Yeah, you have to.
Absolutely. Rocky Rockhold, the head coach of Trotwood Madison, with us. The Rams won the first game over our semis 88-42. You mentioned how good a team Byesville was, and I knew going into the game a lot of people probably thought all you had to do was show up. With the type of talent that you have, you're shaking your head right away, and I full-heartedly agree with that. But you knew going into that game you still had to play what you do, and you couldn't worry about what they were going to do to you.
Right. Right, if that game stays into the 40s and probably the 50s, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. They are super good at what they do. We've watched them enough times. They've got enough kids who can put some pressure on you by scoring that we felt like if that game stayed low pace, we were in trouble. So, you know, I think our kids did a great job today, and that was the end result of the score. It has nothing to do with whether Meadowbrook was good or not. They're really good.
Yep. Coach, let me shift gears here real quick. Of course, you don't know who you're going to play in the final tomorrow, but give our listeners an idea. What will you do with your team here in the next 24 hours to talk to them, get them ready, preparation-wise? Give our listeners an idea of what goes through your mind and what you need to do.
So, you know, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go have a little fun. I think being back for our second year, I've learned some things, and I think it is a business trip, but we need our kids to have fun. And I think we got away from having some fun a year ago, and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. So we're going to go out tonight and maybe take them to Dave & Buster's and have a little bit of fun. We're definitely going to meet tonight, watch some film together as a team. We've got a spot at the hotel. We're going to watch some film together as a team, try to fix right our wrongs if we can. We're going to practice tomorrow morning like we always would. And if you've ever seen one of our practices, it looks a lot like what our games look like. We practice at a very high pace, a very, very high pace in practice. So we're not going to change that. We're going to do that. And like I said, I think for me, the one thing we'll do different is we're going to have some fun.
That's nice.
Absolutely. That's what part of this is all about, after all. One thing before we let you go. You mentioned earlier in the week how much the loss in last year's semis has really kind of motivated your team this year. And I would gather that still hasn't lost, regardless of who wins this next game. I know your players probably like the team wearing green to win this game, but regardless of that, you still know you have a game ahead of you.
We do. They're super focused. You know, it's fun to watch them enjoy themselves on the court today after we won. I got back to the locker room, and it was like we had just played our 10th game of the season. There was not a whole lot of guys doing anything they wouldn't normally do. And so I feel like that's part of their focus right now. And that's why I want to leave here after this game and go have some fun regardless of who we play tomorrow. We'll take care of that tomorrow. Tonight, let's let these kids be kids.
We'll have some fun.
Absolutely.
And good luck tomorrow.
That's right. Pleasure spending time with you, Coach. Thanks very much. Rocky Rockhold, the head coach at Trotwood Madison. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Not only can the OHSAA's online fan guide help you get from here to the tournament game there, but it can also help you relive the sights and sounds of a great high school sporting event. The fan guide has driving directions to regional and state tournaments and ticket information, including several online ticketing options. If the game is out of town, a list of area hotels and restaurants is there too. After the game, the fan guide has apparel and OHSAA gear, official programs, DVDs, and photos. It's the OHSAA fan guide. Log on to OHSAA.org/fanguide today.
Journey. Def Leppard. 2018's Tour of the Year. Columbus, get ready. Johnstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock music icons. Journey. Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Will Trapp from Columbus Crew SC. Playing soccer for my high school team helped me reach my goal of playing in the MLS and included winning a state championship. That's a thrill I will never forget. But please remember that how we play the game is just as important as wins and losses. Sports can teach kids so many life lessons, and we all have a part to play in making this a positive experience that builds character. In the stands and on the field, let's all do our part to respect the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Halftime of our second Division II semifinal game, and it's Akron St. Vincent St. Mary up by 9 with Coach Drew Joyce. Evaluate your team's play in the first half, Coach.
I think we were a little sloppy at times. We gave up some easy ones in the press, and, you know, we lost some guys. Then we settled for some shots that we shouldn't have. But, you know, the effort is there. We just got to be a little smarter.
7 players contributing on the score sheet. How important is that balance for you?
That's just who we are.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Guys.
34-25 the lead for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary over Lexington. Dave Sakuti, just four turnovers in the first half for the Irish.
Well, anytime you can run at a pace that they're running and they execute and hang on to the basketball without turning it over, I think that's important. I think the third thing, if I was Coach Drew Joyce, I'd continue to look at my bench. They're outscoring Lexington 13-4 on bench scoring. So his depth has really played a factor in the first half. We'll see what happens here as this second half gets going right now.
13 points off those turnovers as well for the Irish. Lexington will have the basketball to start the second half, and they move from right to left as Dave and I look courtside at the floor here at the Value City Arena. Mason Kearns and his three fouls back into the game for Lexington to start the second half. Winner comes back tomorrow and plays Trotwood Madison for the D2 state title. Out high, Ben Moore curls off a pick. Lyon drives a three that banks off the glass. No good. That thing had a lot of oomph behind it and ricocheted off the rim. And St. Vincent St. Mary's Scott Walter controls the basketball up the floor. Irish with the basketball. Leading scorer, London McDay, has 10. Cade Stover has 11 to lead Lexington. Ball right side into the hands of the freshman, Seth Wilson. Dribbles to the left point. Goes to Walter. Left point with the basketball. Surveying things from that left point. Between the legs with the dribble. Continuing to shake free. Goes to the baseline. Glides inside. Misses the runner. Cade Stover collects the miss underneath for Lexington. Quickly up the floor come the Minutemen with the basketball. Given free throw line now for Aiello's jumper that rims and rolls out. Inside, loose ball battled for along the baseline. Seth Wilson comes out of the pack with it for the Irish. 34-25, St. Vincent St. Mary. Wilson into the lane. Off-balance leaner, way too strong. Offensive rebound, London McDay. Follow lower right up and in.
Boy, McDay, he's just a glass eater. He loves to get up there. Loves those second and third efforts. I think most important thing right now for Lexington, Marty, you got to come away with the score. You always talk about it at halftime. Let's get a couple good offensive possessions.
Down a dozen right now. Down 11 are the Minutemen. A dozen for London McDay. It's 36-25, St. Vincent, St. Mary. And out high, an offensive foul is called underneath. Cade Stover trying to clear some room along the right side of the lane, and that's his third personal foul. So suddenly, Lexington in some big-time foul trouble right now. The leading scorer, leading rebounder, Stover has three. Mason Kearns picked up his third foul in the second quarter.
And they've had three possessions at the offensive end to start this second half and come away with two misses. And, of course, the offensive charge there on that foul. So, you know, you better tighten it up defensively if you're going to struggle at the offensive end.
St. Vincent, St. Mary with the basketball right wing. It's London McDay. Out high to Cone with the ball. Now right side. Keyshawn Jones surveys. Baseline right feed now for Wilson. Nice spin move. Shakes free in the baseline. Runner no good. Stover collects the miss underneath for Lexington. Minutemen push back up the floor. Ball to the right side of the floor to Ben Vore. Right perimeter. Sends back out high to Given, who will reset the offense. 2 minutes have been played in the third quarter. The Irish lead Lexington 36-25. Out high, Given with the basketball. Starts to penetrate. Sends to the right corner now for Mason Kern. Baseline pass to Stover, who backs his way against the triple team. Jump hook on the baseline, rimmed around and rolled out. And the rebound pulled down the lane by London McDay, who leads the break for St. Vincent St. Mary. To the free throw line, he'll back to the left point and reset. Out high now to Scott Walter with the basketball. Left side into the hands of Cohn. Left corner feed for McDay, who powers to the basket, reverses and scores with a nice scoop move underneath. 14 for London McDay. The lead at 13 for the Irish at 38-25. Up the floor of the basketball, it's Kearns. Picks up his dribble, needs some help out high. Shovels the ball to Ben Vore. Right side, Kearns now with the ball.
Everything defensively is being overplayed right now by the Irish. Every pass is almost an adventure right now for Lexington.
Here's a feed to Kearns, a three left wing, and he buries it.
That helps.
The patience that time on offense results in the three by Kearns, cutting the lead to 10 at 38-28. Mason Kearns with five, his 15th made three of the season. Mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Lexington coming into this game, the most made threes of any of the four teams in these state semis. Left wing feed Seth Wilson, an Irish three is short, and the long rebound angles into the hands of Kearns, and he races down the floor, one on three. Walter gets back, and then just comes in and takes the ball away from Kearns. He leads the Irish break back up the floor. The bounce pass to Cone, lower left, now leans in, but traveled as he tried to shake free of Ben Ford Lexington on the left block, who did a nice job of holding his ground defensively.
How about that defensive play by Walter at this end? Just anticipation.
Wow.
Cat quick, came up that loose ball. Didn't get the score at the other end, but that surely puts a little mindset into those offensive players for the Minutemen about what that guy can do on the floor at defensive end.
Minutemen with the basketball from right to left, their side of the floor. Given left perimeter on the pass from Vore. Trying to shake free out high. Works to the left side, gives off to Vore on the left wing. Out high now, Iola with the basketball. Right side to Kearns now. Off a pick. Ball poked away and stolen away out high. Jones and the Irish with the basketball. Glides inside. Step through move. Goes. Counted and a foul. What a spectacular move by Keyshawn Jones. As Mason Kearns flashed in front of him, he just stepped right through him with that little Euro step move, if you will, and glided in and scored. And the foul on Mason Kearns, that's his fourth for Lexington.
Now, we talked about being able to get back the floor, stop penetration, trying to keep people in front of you for Lexington, because the pace is starting to pick up right now, and the Irish are taking advantage of it. And it starts with this young man at the line right here, Keyshawn Jones.
Free throw on its way and good. That was a splendid move by Jones. Athletic ability right there. And the lead now at 13, 41-28 in favor of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Lexington with the basketball. Given to the midcourt stripe. Now to the right side, and he's bumped off balance and fouls. He started his move just getting across the midcourt stripe. London McDay picks up the foul for the Irish, his first. And the first team foul the second half against St. Vincent, St. Mary. You look at the schedule the Irish played this year. They played Pickerington Central, who's here later on tonight in the Division I state semis. Wayne, which spent much of the season ranked in the top five in the state. Trotwood Madison, which they could possibly play tomorrow, and they beat them earlier this season. They played VASJ a couple of times this year, played St. Edwards. Also played a very good Fairland team from the southern part of the state and beat them by a basket. On the inbound, Lexington with the ball. There's a feed left in the lane now for the jumper. It's airborne and good by Josh Aiello. Good-looking jump shot right there by Aiello.
And good patience there. Good ball movement. Got to the right spot right at that elbow area for that mid-range jumper to go down.
Very similar to the shot he made from the right elbow to beat Bay Village Bay in the regional final. 41-30. And a turnover as St. Vincent St. Mary turns the basketball over. Seth Wilson, the freshman, turns the basketball over on the travel call. And right away, Scott Walter walked up to him with a couple of quick words of encouragement. Wilson has said throughout the season that Walter has been his biggest inspiration and teacher throughout the year. It's been a big boost to him. Here's a turnover. Lexington gives the ball back. McDay dives to the floor, able to come away with the basketball and shovels to his teammate Walter. Off a pick to the free throw line. Pull up left elbow jumper. Good. Scott Walter calmly strokes home the jump shot. Elbow left to the free throw line. 43-30 the lead for St. Vincent St. Mary. Walter averages 11 points a game, has four. Lexington's turn with the ball. Stover out high, circling the perimeter on the dribble. Right side into the hands of Ben Four against a double team. Now a triple team. Out high to Given. Pass tipped away, recovered by Stover, who lost his balance and slipped to the floor in the lane and calls timeout. Stover pleading with the officials about losing his balance coming across the lane. I don't know if there's moisture on the floor there at that spot or not, but well, he went right down to the floor in a hurry. The possession arrow favors St. Vincent, St. Mary.
Stover had a wide open if he would have maintained his balance there. Lucky probably didn't injure himself there. Kind of went down very hard. You can see from our vantage point right there, you can see where his shoes were kind of slid from right underneath him. When I say shoes, I guess I'm talking about the basketball shoes.
Jordan Addison back into the game for St. Vincent St. Mary, 6'3 junior. Also returning is Malachi Branham, 6'4 freshman, played in the first half. Addison also played in the first half of the game. Chris Painter, who came off the bench with seven big first half points, also returns for Drew Joyce's team. Out high, Walter to the right side. Hands off on the wing. Ball into the hands of Jordan Addison. Back to Painter at the free throw line. Elevates from 15. Shot no good. And the rebound yanked down on the lane by Ben Vohr of Lexington. Irish lead at 13, 43-30. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Vohr out high with the basketball. For the Lexington Minutemen. Nice little crosser move. Slices into the lane. Scoops with the left hand and draws contact and a foul as he exploded down the lane. The whistle and the foul inside on St. Vincent St. Mary. And it's on Scott Walter. Second team foul against the Irish here in the second half. And Ben Vohr will head to the line, 6'2 junior. Vohr 72% at the line. Lexington, with their first free throw attempt of the game, that rattles around and rolls in. ...43-31 now the advantage. Second attempt by Vohr. Line drives that one home. He's got seven. And 43-32 now the lead. Vohr will check out of the game for Lexington. As coming back in for Scott Hamilton, a 6'5 junior, Jack Dials. Great tradition at Lexington. They've won state championships in 89 and 91. Jamie Fike on that 91 team that won the state title. Fike went on to play at Michigan State and in the NBA. Here's Walter slicing to the glass. Missed the runner. But strong rebound inside by Marcus Johnson. And then the ball's poked out of his hands from behind. And a whistle and a foul called underneath. On the scrap for the loose ball, it's on St. Vincent, St. Mary.
When Walter had a clean look at a layup right there, got a, kind of a little bit more English on that basketball, kind of flipped off the back of the glass there. It would have been a nice bucket there for the Irish to push that lead up. And he got the ball back anyway, finishes at the basket.
Wow, on the steal and the inbound, Walter scores. He's got six. The foul was on Marcus Johnson a moment ago of St. Vincent, St. Mary. 45-32, 13-point lead for the Irish. Lexington with the basketball, given up the floor to the left side. Goes left corner now, Kyle Johnston. Out high to Stover. Puts the ball on the floor now, kicks back to the right point. Io, so he's blocked on the way up by Branham, and the ball into the hands of the Irish. Branham controls, sends inside now for Addison, who scores with the left hand off the glass on the left. First two of the game for Jordan Addison. Points off turnovers. 47-32 the lead for St. Vincent, St. Mary. That's their 20th of the game, points off turnovers. Up before Gibbon with the basketball to the left side. He'll pull up from 17. Jumper in the basket and back out. High in the air for the rebound is Branham. Outlet to Addison again, who runs the floor. Glides inside. Counted in a foul. As Addison able to hang on and score inside. And St. Vincent, St. Mary starting to open up some breathing room now.
It's a little danger zone right now for the Minutemen. Going to have to maintain some poise. Be able to do the little things. Getting back to the floor. We're going to get a timeout on the floor, Marty.
Foul was on Brian Gibbon of Lexington, his first. And for the Minutemen, Dave, that's their third foul here in this third quarter, which has 108 to go. And suddenly the lead has grown to 17 points now for St. Vincent, St. Mary at 49-32. Hospital emergency departments treat over 45,000 sports-related eye injuries every year. More than half are suffered by players under the age of 18. Eye protection can reduce the risk of eye injuries by at least 90%. Visit the Play Hard, Don't Blink website, www.playhardgear.com, to learn more. It's the pressure of St. Vincent, St. Mary, Dave, that's really turned this game around right
now.
Yeah,
you can just feel it. Even from courtside, you can feel that they're just keep turning up that heat a little bit every couple minutes, and it's been a challenge right now for the Lexington Minutemen to execute at the offensive end. I think the other thing that's caused them major problems and not getting back to floor. And I know they're not offensive rebounding well, but they should have two guys back to floor against a team of this magnitude in Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. One's got to be all the way back to floor to take away anything easy. The other one's got to be at half court to stop the basketball.
I know you made a great point in the first quarter. When the game started to change, you commented how the feeling out period was over at that point. You could just sense it at that minute of the game. That's when St. Vincent, St. Mary head coach Drew Joyce went, "All right, boys, let's go."
Yep. And coaches know that. They know that time. They know time and score. They understand the feel of the game. And that's when it's time to be in a huddle or at a timeout or with your leader on the floor to say, boys, it's time to turn this thing in another direction.
At the line, Jordan Addison will be at the line to shoot the free throw, a two-shot opportunity for Addison. A couple of points off the bench. Free throw on its way and good. Check it. That was the capping off of a three-point play for Addison. So he's got 3 points and the lead at 18, 50-32 for Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Almost a turnover on the inbound as Gibbon had the inbounds pass roll off his knee, but he recovers and raises up the floor. Right side to Stover, who penetrates into lane. Runner off the front of the rim, hung there for a moment, then casually dropped through for Cade Stover. Stover now with 13 points, 50-34 in favor of St. Vincent, St. Mary, with 45 seconds left, period number three. Out high, Painter with the ball, dribbles to the right side, to the wing into the hands of Van Aubrey Thomas, who checked into the dead ball, 6'1 junior. Thomas with the ball, high left-handed with the dribble, backs to the left point. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. The lead at 16 for St. Vincent, St. Mary. Loose ball picked up to the near side by Kyle Johnston of Lexington. That ball just popped free for a moment, and I think Van Aubrey Thomas thought someone was going to come out and take it. Lexington with the basketball. Stover out high with 18. He'll step back for a line drive three. Front rim no good. Rebound yanked out of the air by Jordan Addison of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Long lead for Marcus Johnson, who saves the ball back into the play, but into the hands of Lexington. Back run to Minutemen. Left side, Johnston, a spot up three. Got it. Kyle Johnston squares and scores on the left wing with 2 seconds. One half-court heave by Painter just off the mark. No good. And that will do it for period number three. Perhaps some life for Lexington. Johnston's big three prior to the horn sends the Minutemen to the third quarter down 13 points through three periods of play. Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, 50. Lexington, 37. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
KidsLinked.com is a one-of-a-kind family resource for parents to find local kid-friendly activities, family events, cool deals, and fun things to do. KidsLinked publishes helpful print and online family resource guides, hosts their signature Kids Fest family festivals, as well as the Columbus Children's Festival in June and the Learning Rocks Education Expo each November. Check out KidsLinked.com for all the information parents need in one convenient place. That's KidsLinked.com.
Why do they officiate? For some, it's a way of staying involved in a sport they grew up with. For others, it's a way to pay it forward by helping kids who play today and tomorrow. It's also a great way to stay active, make extra money, and work with friends. And all of them will say it boils down to one thing, the love of the game. Find your reasons and log on to OHSAA.org to find out how to become an official. You'll be glad you did. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
'50-37, St. Vincent, St. Mary of Akron leads Lexington in this Division II semi. Winner comes back tomorrow at 5:15 to play Trotwood Madison for the state championship. Along with Dave Zuccuti and Dave Metzold, I'm Marty Bannister. Lexington with the basketball. We'll hear from Dave Metzold in a moment. Left side with the basketball for the Minutemen, Jack Niles. Back out high into the hands of Brian Gibbon. Game's high scores, Cade Stover 13 for Lexington, 14 for London McDay of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Right side, Stover with the basketball. Penetrates to the baseline. Skips to the left wing now for Kyle Johnston. He'll dribble left of the lane. Right point, the ball goes into the hands of Nick Staley. Back to Gibbon, right corner with the ball for Lexington. Out high, Johnston now. Sends back out high to Stover. Fakes the handoff now. Will dribble right of the lane. Powers in with the right hand. Front rim on the jump shot. Loose ball loose in the lane. And picked up by Seth Wilson of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Back come the Irish with the basketball. Up by 13. Wilson backs out high, 50-37, the Irish lead. Scout Walter with the basketball will reset the offense, taking the pass from Wilson. Wilson takes the return feed, slowly surveying on the right point. Goes inside now for Darius Cohn. Back to Walter, baseline left now, left of the lane. Nice bounce pass into the lane for the oncoming McDay, who leans in. Shot doesn't go, but London McDay is headed to the free throw line. Courtside we go for Dave Metzold.
At break between the third and fourth quarter, Coach Hamilton of Lexington said, look, we got to get stops and offensively come off screens looking to attack. Too passive coming off screens. On the other end, Coach Joyce telling his guys, don't force passes, guys. We have time. Be patient. Don't create a turnover.
And that's what you have to do if you're the Minutemen right now, Dave, is you probably got to pick up the pace just a little bit, come off those screens, trying to look to score a little bit, stay aggressive. I really thought that the end of the quarter there, that little three by Kyle Johnston, as you mentioned, Marty, gave him a little life there, but you still got to get some stops at this other end of the floor.
1-for-2 at the line for London McDay. He's got 15 points. 14-point lead for St. Vincent, St. Mary at 51-37. Lexington with the basketball. Left point, Ben Four. Switching hands with the dribble, trying to shake free out high. Keeps the dribble hot to the right of the lane. Now will glide inside. Runner way too strong in traffic amongst three Irish. Cade Stover comes away with a rebound for Lexington. And a personal foul called inside. Let's pause 10 seconds, allow stations to identify themselves on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Keyshawn Jones picked up the personal foul for the Irish. Lexington windbound, left of the bucket. 6.5 to go in the game. 51-37, the lead for St. Vincent, St. Mary. Pass out high, intended for Stover. Tip. Stover recovers out high as he yanked the ball away from Cohn. Ball loose on the floor again. Now Stover battles for it. Ball slides to the near side, as does Seth Wilson of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Wilson touched the ball last as it goes out of bounds along the near side sideline. Lexington maintains possession. Josh Aiello comes back into the lineup for the Minutemen. Mason Kearns and his four fouls are back on the floor as well. Why the heck not? This could be your last game of the season. Kearns with the basketball out high, resetting the offense. Kearns, the 6-foot senior guard, works to the right point with the basketball. Sends right wing for Ben Ford. Now lobs baseline right now for Stover. Kicks to the left point. Johnson, an open three. Side rim, no good. This ball tipped into the air and out of bounds underneath. Last touch by Josh Aiello of Lexington, and St. Vincent, St. Mary will get the basketball back.
What's going to come down here in this 6 minutes and change remaining in this basketball game, this state semifinal Division II game, is defensive stops right now for Lexington. You got to stay solid.
You got to block out. No second or third efforts. You can't give them up right now to the Irish.
Walter, left point with the ball. Left to right, move the Irish with the basketball to their side of the floor. Wilson, right corner. 51-37, the lead for St. Vincent St. Mary. Wilson penetrates. Hands back to Walter. Mid-range jumper from 17. Back iron, no good. Rebound battle, one inside by the towering Cade Stover of Lexington. Head to the right side, Daryl Johnson with the basketball. Or Kyle Johnson, rather, to the left side. Goes out high, Stover with the ball. Waits for Kearns to come out high and take the ball, and the 6-foot senior point guard does just that. Right side goes Kearns on the dribble. Bounces to Stover, baseline right, turns, shoots, and the jumper no good. Went in and came back out. Inside the ball, yanked out of the pack by Darius Cohen of St. Vincent St. Mary. Up the floor with the basketball, right side to Wilson. Palming it in the right hand to set up the offense. Back out high to Scott Walter, who will reset things for St. Vincent St. Mary. 5:17 to play in the game. 51-37 Irish over the Minutemen. Left side with the basketball is Keyshawn Jones to London McDay, who works inside, gives back to Walter now. A little hesitation, now dribbles on the baseline, goes to the right side for the jumper off the side of the rim, no good by Jones. Loose ball slapped into the hands of Mason Kearns of Lexington. Here come the Minutemen. Johnston left side. Back out high to Kern. Free throw line now Aiello. Right side now Vohr will step back in line, drive a three and knock it down.
Vohr stepping out.
Ben Vohr has 10 points. Team leader in made threes. Stroke that one home, and the lead's to 11 at 51-40. With 4:39 to go in the game, St. Vincent St. Mary over Lexington. Irish with the basketball. Jones left side. Stover in front of him defensively. And we have a 5-second call against St. Vincent St. Mary. So a little momentum right now for the Lexington Minutemen with still 4.5 to go in the game.
And they've done it at the defensive end. Of course, Vohr got the three to go down, but the last two or three possessions, they've been very solid at the defensive end, coming up with loose balls, the 50-50 balls, going the other direction. A chance right now to cut into that 11-point lead.
In their regional semi win over top-ranked Wauseon, they did not lead in that game until 3:06 was left to play. They were down by 8 at the end of the third quarter and rallied to win that game. Out high, Vohr again, another three. Rimson comes out, and the rebound yanked down inside by Keyshawn Jones of St. Vincent St. Mary. Quick lead feed to the baseline right now for London McDay. Right side point now, Seth Wilson. Penetrates left hand, just muscles his way inside. The runner over the front of the rim and in with the right hand. 5 for Seth Wilson. 13-point lead at 53-40 for St. Vincent St. Mary. That was a freshman making what looked like a senior move right there, wasn't it? Given with the basketball, hip high to the dribble to the midcourt stripe. Fronted by the lengthy London McDay. Given to the left of the lane. Kicks into the corner now. Kearns is three. Rimson comes out. Stover the offensive rebound. And a whistle and a foul underneath as Stover and Darius Cohn were working each other over along that left block. The foul on Darius Cohn, his second. 15 foul on the Irish. Inbound will come to the baseline, left of the bucket for Mason Kearns. 3:40 to go in the game, 53-40. St. Vincent St. Mary leads Lexington. And on the inbound, the Minutemen turn the basketball over. As the bounce pass came right to our courtside location from the baseline.
I was reaching for it, partner.
I know you were.
I come up with loose balls. I know that.
I know I turned it over, so I didn't even move.
If I would have got it, you would have had to guard me. That's the only thing I can do is shoot.
I can't play a lick of defense, so... Hey, I played for Russ Gregg at Whitehall many years ago. Defense was just something you did between possessions. Seth Wilson with the ball for the Irish. Bounces left side now for Scott Walter. Right side pass for London McDay, who's had a productive day. 15 points, glides inside. Wanted to finish that one big time. The shot rolls over the rim and in as Keyshawn Jones is able to collect and score. 7 for Keyshawn Jones. 15-point lead, 55-40 for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary.
Next three or four possessions is going to dictate the outcome of this game. Looks like right now the Akron St. Vincent St. Mary have things fully in control with this 15-point lead. But the next maybe three, four possessions for Lexington, if they can get some quick scores, maybe a couple long ones to drop, could change kind of the impression of where this game may go.
Third foul on St. Vincent St. Mary's Keyshawn Jones, 16th foul. Stover left wing travels for Lexington. As he started to rise on the left wing and launch a three, lost control of the basketball. The turnover gives the ball back to the Irish. For Lexington, that's their 14th turnover of the game.
And two in the last couple possessions. Two big ones, one on the out-of-bounds specialty play, and then, of course, that one there on the travel by Stover.
And the way the second half started, Dave, three possessions, a couple of turnovers and an offensive foul. It trying to build some momentum. Hard to do when that happens. McDay with the ball for the Irish. Left side to Keyshawn Jones. Ball poked away, loose, stolen by Given of Lexington. Head to the right side. Now this is Ford gliding inside. Runner too strong. Tip up and in by Mason Kearns in the lane for Lexington. 7 for Mason Kearns. 55-42. The lead at 13 for St. Vincent St. Mary. Walter with the basketball. Mid-court drive to the Irish side of the floor. Bounces middle of the floor for Wilson. Penetrates. Shovels to the lower right now. And, ooh, going down hard inside after taking the ball fake was Ben Vore. Marcus Johnson ball faked four into the air, and he went down in an absolute heap under the basket.
Yep.
And a whistle and a foul has been called on Ben Vore. That will send Marcus Johnson to the free throw line.
Marcus Johnson, fouls number 12, Ben Vore, his second team's foul.
So Vore picks up the foul, his second.
And obviously Lexington's going to have to show a little pressure after either a dead ball situation or scoring opportunities. And I think everybody realizes Akron St. Vincent, they see that pressure every day in practice, so that's not going to bother them much. They're going to continue to kind of attack and go right back at the rim.
That was called an and one. So it's 58-42 now, the lead for St. Vincent St. Mary. Marcus Johnson with 9. Here's Johnson in lane. Nice look to Stover, who scores off the glass lower left. 15 for Cade Stover. 2 minutes to go in the game. 58-44 the lead for the St. Vincent St. Mary Irish. Lead to the left side. Chris Painter with the basketball. He'll back out high. Out high to Walter. To the free throw line now. Kicks into the corner. McDay. Back out high for Chris Painter. 1:48 to go in the game. We look like we're heading for a rematch between Trotwood Madison and Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. The two met in the regular season with St. Vincent St. Mary winning that game. Feed to the right side for Marcus Johnson. He'll spread the floor now. 90 seconds left in the game, and out high. Reach in foul on Bryant Given of Lexington. St. Vincent St. Mary burns a timeout. With 1:28 to go in the game, that the Irish lead 58-44. The Ohio Dairy Farmers would like to wish all participants good luck in today's event and remind you to fuel up with chocolate milk. It's the official beverage of the OHSAA. An 8-ounce serving of chocolate milk is packed with 8 grams of protein. It tastes great, oh, by the way. Visit drink-milk.com to learn more. Trotwood Madison and St. Vincent St. Mary met way back in the early part of the season, game number 3. And St. Vincent St. Mary won that game 81-71. Last year they met in the state semifinals, and St. Vincent St. Mary won that game 62-60. And that was the game that has stuck with Trotwood Madison. We had head coach Rocky Rockhold on with us at halftime of the Rams, and even though he would not come right out and say it, you just kind of got the impression he was hoping the Irish would win and they would get one more chance at them and a chance to redeem themselves from that loss last year. Stover steals the inbounds pass for Lexington and the Minutemen with a basketball with 85 seconds to go in the game. But they are down by 14 points. Stover splits defenders, runs into the lane, loses the ball on the way up. And a whistle and a reach-in foul as Stover split defenders and glides inside. He'll head to the free throw line. London McDay picked up his second foul on the team's 7th. Interesting to note, this Lexington basketball team making it here to the state title. They will have 3 starters coming back for next year's team. Cade Stover, Josh Aiello, and Ben Vore. They lose Bryant Given and Mason Kearns. Free throw by Stover is good. He's got 16 points. Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, they lose 1 starter. It's a big one, Scott Walter. But that's all that they lose. Both free throws by Stover good. He's got a game-high 17. And the clock stopped with 70 seconds to play. 58-46 the lead for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary over Lexington. State championship game will be at 5:15 tomorrow in Division 2. And it is one I think a lot of folks are looking forward to. The state tournament broadcast is a presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Any commercial use, retransmission, or distribution without the express written consent of the OHSAA is strictly prohibited, and that means folks simply just don't do it. The announcers, production staff, and distribution for this game were selected by the OHSAA. For more information, visit the OHSAA Radio Network online at www.ohsaa.org.
You know, Marty, you mentioned that game that they played early in the season, and Akron St. Vincent actually held them to one of their lowest scoring games at 71. They did have a win, Trotwood did, I think, against Vandalia Butler at 63 points. But that tells you a little something about what's going to probably happen, transform tomorrow in that championship game. You know, Trotwood loves to get that high-octane offense going, try to get up into the 80s and the 90s. I'm not sure the Irish are going to allow that if they can escape here with this win right now.
And that's a great point, Dave, because Drew Joyce has even said they weren't playing their best at that point. They were trying to replace five seniors off last year's state championship team, and they ran into that Trotwood team third game of the regular season and held them to that 71-point total on the inbound. Seth Wilson travels for St. Vincent St. Mary. But that just shows you they were able to impose their will on Trotwood Madison. 109 to go in this game. 58-46 the lead for Akron St. Vincent St. Mary over Lexington. Minutemen inbound the basketball. Near side, sideline left as Ben Ford will trigger in. Still looking. Sends back out high for Mason Kearns. Tracks the ball down near the midcourt stripe. Works to the left side. He'll pull up for a three. Left wing. Front rim no good. Ball tipped out high. Pulled down by Kyle Johnston of Lexington. Free throw line. Or check it out high now for Kearns, who steps back and drills the three. Kearns now with 10, and the lead is under double digits now. It's at 9, 58-49 with 56 seconds left, as Kearns was at the free throw line and came out high to take that pass and then drilled the three for Kearns, his second made three of the game, and it's a 9-point deficit right now, 58-49.
So you've got to come out with your pressure. If you're Lexington right now, you try to maybe get through a run through a pass, intercept the pass, get a turnover. If not, you're probably in a situation right now where you're probably going to have to make some quick fouls. See if they can make some free throws at the other end of the floor, the folks in the green jerseys.
Lexington has one foul to give before Akron St. Vincent St. Mary shoots free throws. The Irish have committed 17 fouls. The possession arrow favors the Irish right now. Lexington will pick up full court. They will not guard Scott Walter inbounding the basketball. Walter, the 5'10 senior, has scored 6 points in the game. He'll run the baseline and look into inbound and does right side to Seth Wilson, who is fouled from behind by Lexington's Brian Given. Third on him, and the sixth team, or check it, seventh team foul on the Minutemen. So each team shoots free throws when the opportunity presents itself. In this game today, St. Vincent St. Mary is 6 of 9 at the line, while the Minutemen have only attempted 4, and they have made all of those.
Not a whole lot of free throws when you think about it. During the course of a 32-minute game, usually, you know, we got at least most teams averaging somewhere between 12 and 14 free throw attempts.
Seth Wilson at the line. He's a 72% shooter. Front end is good. Head coach Drew Joyce said earlier in the week that Seth Wilson has done a great job this year of dealing with all the hype that surrounds his last name. Of course, his dad is former Ohio State guard and Akron St. Vincent St. Mary star Curtis Wilson. Lane violation. And the Irish will turn the ball over. 59-49 the lead. 10 points for the Irish with 55 seconds left in the game. Johnson to inbound. Full court pressure by the Irish into the hands of Stover with the ball for Lexington. Mid-court stripe down the right side. Bounces to Johnston in the corner. They got to be in a much bigger hurry than this. Out high to Kearns. Hands back to Johnston. Back to Kearns right side. Another three on the way. Front of the rim and no good. Inside the rebound. Slapped out of bounds along the baseline. Last touched by Lexington. Jacob Depperschmidt into the game for the Minutemen, a 6'2 junior, replacing the 6'2 junior Ben Vore. 40 seconds left. Long inbound as Lewis McDay goes to the deck. And as he hit the floor, a timeout was called. McDay able to leap into the air, catch that pass. And then as he hit the floor in a seated position, a timeout was called. So they save the possession with 38 seconds left in the game. After one period of play, it was a four-point lead for St. Vincent St. Mary at 19-15. They had the lead at 9 at the intermission. Up by 13 at the end of three quarters, and right now with 38 seconds to play in this one, they hold a double-digit lead of 10. 59-49. Minutemen last year went 18-7, lost in the district final in Division II. While last year, of course, St. Vincent St. Mary, the Division II state champions at 25-5. After beating Trotwood in the semis, they knocked off Wauseon in the title game last year. Irish will inbound. Darius Cohen is fouled as Kyle Johnston reaches in. 2 seconds went off the clock. Mason Kearns, Ben Four come back. Jack Dials and Depperschmidt sit down. And back to the line, Darius Cohen at the line. 74% is Cohen at the line this season. Free throw on the way and good. 8 of 11 at the line have been the Irish today. Cohen has 5 points. Back into the two, front rim and no good. Stover collects the miss for Lexington. Stover today with 17 points and a double-double, his 10th rebound. Left wing feed almost stolen away by Chris Painter. And Lexington will inbound along the near side sideline left as Ben Vohr will trigger in. Out high to Mason Kearns. Loose ball recovered by Stover. Step back three on the way is off the side of the rim from the left wing. And the Irish with the rebound as Seth Wilson collects the miss. And then Wilson is fouled by Kyle Johnston with 20 seconds left in the game. So we are headed for a rematch from last year's state semis. Trotwood, Madison, and Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary will play for the state championship tomorrow. Scott Hamilton will empty his bench right now for Lexington. As Max Waldorf comes into the game, a 6'3 sophomore. Not many seniors to take out of the game. Brian Gibbon, the 6'1 senior, leaves. Mason Kearns, the other senior. Everybody else is coming back next year for Lexington.
That's always a pleasant thought.
It sure is.
The head coach. I know it's tough for these seniors to walk away. This one stings a little bit, but when they look back, Marty, they'll appreciate what they did and accomplished this year and getting back here to this building. This is always the pinnacle of all of these teams, trying to get to the state semifinal and, of course, the opportunity to win a state title.
Free throw by Wilson, front of the rim, side of the rim, and down. Wilson now with 7 points. Danny Schaefer, 5'8 sophomore, into the game. Also in, Nick Staley. St. Vincent St. Mary will put some new bodies onto the floor. Joshua Jones, a 5'10 junior, into the game for the first time. Also in, free throw on the way and good, is Alex Taylor, a 5'10 senior. 62-49, the lead for St. Vincent St. Mary with 16 seconds left. Lexington with the basketball. Danny Schaefer up the floor to the right side. Out high to Nick Staley. He'll fire just inside the arc. Jumper good for Nick Staley. His first two of the game. With 4 seconds left, that will do it. Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. They will return to defend their state championship, but they will have their hands full tomorrow with Trotwood, Madison in what should be a dandy Division II state championship game. The final in our second semi today. Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary defeats Lexington by the final of 62-51. With the victory, the Irish go to 20-8. With the loss, Lexington finishes up with a mark of 23 wins and 6 losses on the season. It's the Irish and the Rams tomorrow for the Division II state championship. That game will tip at 5:15 here at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Should be a very, very entertaining game tomorrow between these two basketball teams. Both of them can get up and down the floor and go. Trotwood Madison well documented what they can do, but Drew Joyce's team showed them in Game 3 of the regular season that if they won't allow you to play that way, then it can make things very difficult. Courtside we go now. Here's Dave Metzl.
Thanks, guys. Coach Joyce, you handled their surges well in the second half. I wonder if you could just comment on how you handle those pushes that you got back from Lexington.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of great guards. So, you know, we just told them to make sure that, you know, hey, we're catching the ball first, and we're not waiting on a pass, and we're catching it. And then, you know, just keep the movement, you know, offensively. And when they, you know, defensively, you know, they're going to make some. You know, when they're a good team. They didn't get here for any reason. But, we, you know, the idea is, you know, to be able to handle a run. Every team's going to get a run. We just got to be able to handle it. I thought we did a good job of getting the ball closer into the rim. And we made, when you get it into the front of the rim, I always tell my guys, the team that gets the ball in front of the rim usually wins.
We'll see Troutwood Madison again, a team that you saw earlier in the year, and of course in last year's state championship game. What are your thoughts on that game, knowing that's coming tomorrow?
Honestly, I kind of saw the score of the other game. You know, they're very, very intimidating. They're going to pressure us. They're not going to change how they play. It's going to be 94 feet for 32 minutes, and we just got to be able to handle the pressure. We handle the pressure, we'll be all right.
Good luck in that game, Coach. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, back to you.
Dave, great job as always on the sidelines for us. We appreciate it. Final score again, 62-51, St. Vincent, St. Mary with the win over Lexington. Dave Cicutti.
You know, I guess just listening to Drew Joyce, I don't think he's a very happy coach right now. I think they got a little sloppy in this particular game. I saw a situation where when they had the violation on the charity stripe and the free throw, and I know Drew Joyce just shook his head because those little things in a big game like it's going to transpire tomorrow can be the deciding factor. They had a couple of those during the course of the second half, and I know as a coach sometimes you just want to tighten that up and not have those particular miscues.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good point. You're right. I agree with you. I could tell Drew Joyce, he's won a state semifinal, but he's none too – he's happy, but I wouldn't say he's 100% happy with what he saw out of his team here today. Again, the final, Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, 62. Lexington, 51, our final. Let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, which is brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up off, hang of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Urbana University, a branch campus of Franklin University, prepares students for successful careers. With more than 25 academic programs and 17 NCAA Division II sports, including the new wrestling, acro tumbling, and men's volleyball teams, Urbana University makes it possible to earn an affordable education close to home. Learn more about Urbana or set up a campus visit at urbana.edu.
Get state tournament photos, programs, DVDs, and more at OHSAA.org/fanguide.
Welcome back to the Schottenstein Center, the Value City Arena here in Columbus, along with Dave Cicutti and Dave Metzel. And I'm Marty Bannister. Once again, the final in our second semi, Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, 62, and Lexington, 51. The Irish come back tomorrow to take on Trotwood Madison for the Division II state championship. Individual numbers in this game, first for the Irish. London McDay leads the way with 15 points. 9 from Marcus Johnson off the bench. 7 from freshman guard Seth Wilson. A half dozen from Scott Walters. 7 points off the bench as well from Chris Painter. Some big buckets by Painter when he came in the game in the first half for Drew Joyce's basketball team. Darius Cohn with 5. 3 from Jordan Addison. Van Aubrey Thomas, Isaiah Engel, Alex Taylor, Joshua Jones all played and failed to score. 17, a double-double today for Cade Stover from Lexington. 17 points today with 10 rebounds for Stover. Josh Aiello had just 4 points. Mason Kearns and Ben Vore each with 10 for the Minutemen. Kyle Johnston had 7, a bucket each out of Brian Given, Nick Staley for the Lexington Minutemen. That game tomorrow, that Division II state championship game, you can already sense the anticipation, I think, in the building, Dave, for that game tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a dynamic matchup between these Trotwood Madison and Drew Joyce's Irish. And, You know, we've used a lot of adjectives for Trotwood Madison, but I heard a new one, which is really interesting when I heard Drew Joyce in his interview with Dave, and he mentioned intimidating. And I think that's a pretty good adjective to use for Trotwood Madison. But I really don't think when they enter the arena tomorrow, there's going to be any intimidation by any team. Both of them are not going to flinch. They've played high-level schedules, tough competition. They've been in this arena now. They have a comfort level with that. So I just foresee a matchup that it's going to come down to probably a defensive possession or two that's going to be the difference in that basketball game.
Once again, the final, St. Vincent, St. Mary's 62, Lexington 51. We'll pause for these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
There's people who care where I'm going. Friends who welcome me home. So get up off, hang the freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway. We'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season. Expert analysis and in-depth discussion during high school blitz. And inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA. Spectrum Sports. Exclusively on Spectrum.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Time the final score here in Columbus in our second semifinal. Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, 62. Lexington, 51. We'll take a final look at tomorrow's championship game coming up in a moment. But before we do that, we need to pause one more time for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fill up on OHSAA Twitter Bites by following at OHSAA Sports.
Final again, 62-51 in our second semi. St. Vincent, St. Mary beats Lexington. I know we've referenced it a couple of times, Dave Zuccuni, but as we wrap it up here, that one tomorrow again, I think will be one of the games that of the four state championship games tomorrow. We still got D1 to come tonight, but that one tomorrow I think will be one that a lot of people will make sure they're either around a radio or around a TV to see or watch.
I agree with that. I was going to repeat that, what you just said, Marty. I know the coaches and the players from those two teams and, of course, their communities, but if I'm a fan of high school basketball, I was looking forward to this rematch as well. And I think it's going to be a dynamic matchup. I think it's going to be a game that I think will be one of the most entertaining, and we've had several here in this past couple days.
We certainly have. We appreciate you pinch hitting on short notice, pal.
Not a problem.
Nice job, as always. Certainly our thoughts are with our good friend Tony Rush. She's dealing with a family issue right now, and we just want Tony to know that we're all thinking about her right now, and our thoughts and prayers are with our friend Tony Rush here today on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Again, the final score, St. Vincent St. Mary defeats Lexington by the count of 62-51. We invite you to tune back into the OHSA Radio Network when you will get the distinct pleasure of listening to Dave Wilson and crew as Archbishop Moeller takes on Lorain in the Division I semi. Pregame show coverage at 4:55. The pregame show at that point, the tip is at 5:15. On behalf of OHSA Executive Director Dr. Dan Ross, Director of Communications Tim Street, Engineer Aaron Cassidy, Producer Brent Ford, and for my broadcast partners Dave Sucuti and Dave Metzold, this is Marty Bannister saying congratulations to Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. The preceding broadcast has been a presentation of the OHSA Radio Network, fueled by chocolate milk.
Thanks for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio's coverage of this boys' state tournament basketball game presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This has been a production of OHSAA Sports, broadcast live on Fort Recovery Radio. We now return you to our regular programming.